TCR Diaries for September 5th, 2018. Guys, don't go south on Randall Road anywhere near Route 64 in St. Charles. It's been raining, there's bumper-to-bumper traffic, and your life will be put on hold. There's also a weird cat sitting on the east sidewalk looking at me. I think he might be from Singapore, or Elburn. Worse still, the 7-Eleven hung up a handmade, no loitering sign. It's in bubble letters, too. I hate bubble lettering. Okay, they're not bubble letters, but they are square block letters. And they're in caps, which means they're shouting. I've never even loitered at that 7-Eleven. Because have you seen their sister store on State Street in Geneva? They got multiple tables and multiple chairs and actively encourage loitering. See, this is how you win in the convenience store wars. You don't drive people away with your shouting and block lettering and other nonsense. Also, at first I misread the sign to say no lottery, and then I thought, oh, the shit's gonna hit the fan now. People can get angry and pushy in the 7-Eleven when it comes to their lotto tickets. I've seen Aunt Loretta and what happens. And that cat? It was a white cat with black patches, and the patches looked like dents in his hide from a rough, battle-scarred life. I assume he ate all the Bigfoots in his 20s after he got out of the Cap Marines or wherever they serve. I guess him to be in his 60s now, but I still wouldn't tangle with him. There was an open can of Hormel chili beside him, and since I didn't see a can opener around, he must have opened it with his teeth. Maybe his claws too, for leverage.